And on air, you are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee, and we are also joined today by our co-host, Reverend Lolita. Let's bring her on air here. Hello, Lolita. How are you doing today, hon?
I'm doing good. Sorry, I got a little caught off guard here. I was doing some Reiki healing on my dog, and I kind of got late coming into the show.
Oh, that's quite all right. I didn't mean to interrupt your Reiki healing with your doggy.
No, it's all good. They were liking it, so.
Okay.
Anyway, it looks like we got a packed show here.
Yeah. I'm going to, when we start to take calls today, we're going to go ahead and move 443 up to the first call for today. That's a familiar area code for me, so kind of curious to see who's out there from one of my stomping grounds. And we also appear to have a lot of activity in the chat room today, which is wonderful. Over on HowPsychic.com, we are going to be running our specials, our normal specials over there. If you want to see what they are, please visit HowPsychic.com. I believe we have the one-hour special going on right now for $21.95. And as far as the others here, it looks like we still have the 15-minute special running for $5. So these are all specials you can get for private readings. One of our biggest reading specials we have that people tend to like the most is the one for $10.95. That's a full 30-minute reading. So this can also be found right now on HowPsychic.com. Go ahead and book before the end of the show, and you can even get a few extra minutes here and there added on free of charge. All right.
Great.
Let's go ahead and start taking callers.
All right. Area code 443204, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question, please.
Hi, my name is Anne Marie. I'm from Baltimore, Maryland, and my question is about career. I'm a current college student looking for to start my career in business analysis, and I wonder what you see in that.
All right. Just give me one moment, and let me see here. Wow. Is this something, have you been in school already for some time now? Because I feel like you're almost at completion.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm feeling like you've run into a couple of problems, one in particular with a female teacher.
Yes.
Okay. I'm actually seeing that this is going to be able to be worked through, okay. In fact, I feel that this will be settled on a nice, timely manner for you. I also feel that it's about the way you articulate and the way that you're going to word things and communicate with this individual. Be careful, but be blunt at the same time, okay? So be somewhat compassionate with your words, but also a little bit blunt. And this is the way to really soothe the beast, okay? For some reason, when I saw your number, and I used to live there in Baltimore. In fact, my area code for my cell phone is still 443. What we have here is I was just really picking up on that vibration, okay? And I'm feeling that you're going to succeed with this career. You've kind of split paths with it more than once, from what I can tell, and at least once where you had almost changed your career path into something totally different, which is not abnormal for someone going to school and going through what you've been through. I also feel that you've got to work. I don't know why. Normally I don't get the feeling for, like, astrological signs on here, but you've got to watch out for the people around you that are Scorpios right now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But long as you proceed with caution, you will succeed. I even see a great opportunity coming your way here in just a little over 2 weeks.
Okay. Now, the opportunity that you see, is it something that I already applied for? Because I'm currently on a short list for a job, but I haven't heard any feedback from it yet.
Okay. Yes, it is something that you already have hanging in the balance.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
All right, area code 323-933, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Rev. Hi, everyone. It's Yvette coming from California.
Yes, hey. Hello, Yvette.
Hi, guys. So I know you mentioned about my job. It's not so great. Well, it's not great. And I don't want to be like, you know, I'm grateful I have a job, but I just want to know if there's any light, like, potential opportunity out there that I might be able to, like, navigate to me or get, you know, navigate to.
Okay. You mean pretty much manifest.
Thank you.
I see. Mm-hmm. Give me 1 second, hon. I don't need one. All right. You're having so many issues trying to find one in your area because there really isn't one. And there's a lot of competition around your area, okay? I feel like the jobs out there are very limited, and you have the right idea. You're looking for the right pathway. You're just not looking in the right area. So I feel that you need to expand your area because it's out there. And if it does entail a little bit more travel than what you're used to, that's okay because the pay is going to be so much more worth it. Okay.
Okay.
All right. By the way, if how much now I'm saying stay away from the whole Craigslist thing. While they are good for a lot of things, they're not necessarily good for job leads. Okay. But I am getting the fact that you might be able to find one online that's hidden from the public.
Okay.
Okay. Like, they're not normally advertised or put out there. It's just normally where they have it online, but they don't really, you know, there's no word of mouth about it going on.
Okay.
And how much experience do you have in sales?
A lot.
Okay. No wonder, because I keep seeing sales around you, but I keep seeing advanced sales, not like, oh, little mom and pop or diamond dash shops. But I'm seeing you on a much larger scale and possibly even getting into business planning or something to do with promotions for businesses and how they should promote and sell that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would be good at that.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you very much. Have an awesome evening.
You're welcome.
Okay, y'all. I'm gonna put this out there real quick. I'm not gonna tolerate any trolls that are gonna be coming through this chat room tonight. So I will kick you off if I find your name is relevant to this type of show. So all of our regulars, I apologize for having guests that come on and really disrespecting the show. So just putting that out there. Adam, we got 17 callers. Yep. We're going to make this quick, okay?
Yep.
Everyone out there, there's only one question, and that's it. If you want more, you got to get a reading. All right, area code 917573, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello. Hi. My name is Amala.
Hello. Can you hear me okay? Hold on a second.
Yes, we can.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. My question is about Richard.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to know when you see him coming back. I do feel very strongly he'll be coming back. So I just want to see what you think about that.
The first thing that I'm picking up on here is, yes, that he did go away. But, two, are you aware that he has another
person, yes,
situation going
mm-hmm.
on? Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that
That's
person have
thing.
A, yeah. Does that person have a child, then?
No, he has the child.
He has the child. Okay.
Because mm-hmm.
I'm feeling like the child's just caught in the middle of this. It's reaching out for attention. It's not getting the attention it needs. And I'm really feeling that this other person won't leave him alone, and he's kind of praying for that deliverance because he doesn't know which way to turn or which way to go. Okay?
Right.
And mm-hmm. about 3 to 4 days, I see him returning. I see him reaching out to you again and trying to move things forward. It will be a bumpy
okay.
path. It will not be an easy path, but it is a doable one, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I do feel that his heart resides with you, but he's also trying to do not only what's right by himself, but by others. He's trying to please too many people at the same time, and that's
mm-hmm.
where he's having to learn his lesson now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The best advice we can give you is to release it, to let it go, not even worry about it, and that's when it will flow.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling
well,
in.
Enjoy the weekend, you all.
You too.
You
thank
same
you.
One. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. All right. Okay. All right. Next one. Erica, 513-344. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Yes, this is Tyrone.
Yes,
Tyrone,
yes,
what is your question?
Yes, how you doing? Look, my question is, right now my life is at a standstill. I happen to be disabled. And I would like to know, what does my future hold for me? Or what do you see that my future holds for me?
Can you
okay,
be more specific, please?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what's that?
Can you get, like, very specific?
Well, like, I was in a car accident a few years ago, messed up my back. Right now I'm on totally disability. My, you know, credit had plunged from then, and, you
okay.
know.
Okay, have they tried to take your disability away from you?
No.
Okay. Why do I feel like there's money owed to you that you have not received?
Oh, if it is, I don't know anything about it. I hope I can find out who owes it to me.
Okay. You need to do a little bit more investigation into the process of what you've gone through, because there is
mm-hmm.
more money owed to you that you could be receiving right now and you have not gotten. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I am also feeling that your health will improve, but it will not be until the later part of this year. And
oh.
I feel that sometimes you're a little too hard on yourself, and you need to stop doing that, okay?
You are absolutely right.
Yeah. You need to release that, and you just need to say, okay, I can do this. You need to bring that confidence level up, because that's the only thing that's going to get you out of this hole, okay?
Okay, great.
It does look like everything will improve even next year for you. Love life. I'm feeling like that's been a shambles all throughout this past year. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But it does all look to blossom pretty soon. You just need to heal, and you need to be more positive about how you can heal. Okay.
Okay. Great.
All right.
All right. Thank
you
for calling in the show.
Thank you. Bless you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sorry.
Bye-bye.
All right. Area code 513-344. Please state your name, where you're calling from. Go right into your question, please.
You are on air. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, I was just on.
Oh, I'm sorry,
hon.
Okay. But we've taken your call, you guys. Just please press the number one so we know you're not, your hand is not raised. Okay, Kat Bray, please state where you're calling from and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Kathy from Maryland, and I'm opening up spiritually, and I was wondering what I'm going to be doing with it.
Okay. Actually, your specialty will be going into love and romance, okay? And more in particularly, your specialty will be helping people understand the dynamics between twin flames and soulmates. I also feel that you have a bit of an empathic ability combined with a mediumship skill, okay? Do you know what a medium is?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. Yeah, I'm seeing that with you, honey. And, Kathy, how many times have you moved, honey? How many times?
Moved?
Yes.
You mean in my lifetime?
Yes.
Only like three times, I think.
Okay. Do you find yourself a person that loves to travel?
Yes. But unfortunately,
okay.
I don't.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, your career path is going to take off before the end of this year. We're looking somewhere around October before the first snowfall, okay? And it looks to me that you're going to end up traveling quite a bit. And it's going to be fun, and it's going to be business-related.
Oh, okay, great.
And I even feel that down the road, your business will incorporate your skills as a medium and an empath.
Oh, I'm excited.
Oh, yes. So
all
my
right,
suggestion, just heal as many as you can.
And just know that don't wonder where you're going to be going into. You got to start trusting. Because the more you're going to ask that question, the more you're going to change your own direction. So I think you need to go back and do trusting where divine is taking you, okay? So find that inner trust within yourself first, and it will all lead you.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right, area code 323-243. Please state your name, where you're calling from. Go right into your question.
Yes, hi. This is Camille calling from Alameda, California. And
yes.
My question is, okay, James is back. He has initiated contact after many years. Will we rekindle our romance?
Okay. Well, he has changed quite a bit, but there are still traces of his old mentality and his old psychosis, okay? To answer your direct question here, okay, I do feel that it will rekindle, it will re-spark, okay? But it is always best to be cautious when you are fanning old flames.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Take it slowly, take it one step at a time, but it does appear to be much better than the way it was in the past.
Good. Very good.
Just learn how to have fun with it.
Okay, great. I can do that. Thank you.
He did hurt you very badly in the past, did he not?
No. I wouldn't say that. I think that I just wasn't ready for it. I dumped him. I should have taken it slowly. I was hard on myself.
Okay, because somebody really hurt somebody very badly.
True.
But I feel that there was a good outcome to that, as weird as it sounds. It actually started the process for healing in both parties.
Right.
All right.
Someone did hurt me very badly, yeah.
Yes. Okay, well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hold on 1 second. My switchboard is going a little slow.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know, just a response to that question that that young lady just had.
Yeah.
You know, I think that when people, before they move on, they really need to really forgive. I don't think she's forgiven that other relationship. So I think, you know, you got to really forgive everything or everyone before you can move on in life to get to the next relationship on a better level, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me take this next caller. I don't know if we just talked to this person. I think we just did. Hold on. 212-877, please state your name, where you're calling from. Go right into your question.
Hi, thank you. It's Karen in New York. I have an ongoing problem with my benefits check, and I had a very nice man at the agency help me a few months back, and I thought it was 90% solved, and then suddenly it was reversed, and it's more like 75%, and then I had another meeting with him, and he was singing a whole different tune, almost like he was spoken to, and someone said, well, you know, you can't do this and play more hardball. And I have another meeting coming up. I think it's going to be with the same man this Tuesday morning.
Yes,
wonder
same
if you see anything
man.
About
and
this. I'm sorry?
It is going to be with the same man. He did get spoken to, and that's why he changed his tune. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You need to play hardball as well. You can't just continue to be nice, okay? And I know that you've done the hardball thing, and then you went back to being nice, which was fine, but now you just can't fluctuate. Now you just got to be hardball 24/7 with this, okay? You will get what needs to be, you know, gotten, from what I can tell you. You're not going to have to wait very long, but you've got to show that you're going to put up a fight if they don't do what's right by you, okay?
How do I do that?
You have every leg to stand on. You got to use the
facts.
That's how you do that,
okay? I'm sorry, I've got to use the what?
The
you speak. You just you got to speak about it. You got to come with conviction. I mean,
you
that's
gotta
a logical
it
way.
Passionate way. Mm-hmm.
Right, and I had a waiver in effect, and they efficiently closed it for me, and I didn't think that was right, so
no.
Maybe I should complain about that and say I want to open a new one.
Okay.
Does that sound right?
Yeah, that's fine. What about your thyroid, son? What's up with your thyroid?
Oh, that's a good question. I'd like to know. I've just been referred to an endocrinologist because the primary doctor had an ultrasound and they found a thyroid cyst.
Okay.
So what
okay.
do you see?
I keep getting the message thyroid. Long as you pay the attention to it and you do what they advise you to do, of course, you've got to ask you've got to show the interest. Okay, you ask as many questions as you can think of. Anything.
Oh,
you
I do. Date me. I'm a pain.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
I do. I do. Okay.
I feel like okay. Let's not get too scared, but it is a problem that needs to be attended to right away. It will not work if you procrastinate. Okay.
Does it need medical intervention to resolve it?
It may need medical intervention if we procrastinate. Along with it.
Is it cancerous?
I'm not certain, but we're only doing one question per caller, so I'm just going to leave you at that. Know that if you take care of it right away, you'll be fine. If you procrastinate, it will get bad.
And you got to release your anger, man. Thyroid is in the relationship, you know, to kind of angerness and creativity. So you need to like take a step back and, you know, do a lot of forgiving and within yourself and you know, do Reiki with somebody or not, but you gotta start speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Well, okay.
It all comes out somehow in physical manifestation if you're holding an emotion. So, you know, start opening the books and see what you can do to help yourself get, you know, meditate, do a lot of forgiving meditation. You got to do that. That's going to help you.
It's the anger with yourself that has manifested this particular one with you.
Oh, God, I've been so mad at myself, and I keep working to release it.
Well, you have a choice. know, you have a choice in life, so it doesn't matter if you keep trying. You have a choice, and you haven't apparently made that choice to release it. So we're going to leave you up with that, and hopefully you'll, you know, get going on that and releasing that anger within yourself. All right?
Okay. Thank you very
much.
Thank
you, Ann. You're welcome. Blessings.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Area code 404-992. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi. This is Nancy. I'm calling from Georgia.
Yes, hello.
Hi. My question is, do you see me meeting my future stepson sometime this year?
Okay, let's see here. Your future stepson.
Yes.
When is Easter exactly? I forget what month that's in.
It just passed, Adam. March and April passed.
Yeah. Okay, and was that a time where you were supposed to meet him? Because
yes.
I feel something was going on at Easter, and it didn't quite work out.
Yeah, we were supposed to, but we, I wasn't able to fly out to meet him then.
Okay. You will meet him this year, okay? I'm still trying to get the month for you. 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 10. Okay, 10, 11, 12. So it's going to be the 10th month of the year. I forget what month name that is. It's going to be the 10th month of this year.
Okay.
September,
and
probably.
Do you sense that it'll be here in Georgia where I'm at, that he'll be spending time with me?
Okay. Now, I don't mean to be rude, hon, but we've got a full switchboard, so we're gonna have to let you go.
Okay.
And I'm gonna leave you on this note. You gotta trust the divine. When it's right for you two to meet, it will happen. There's no such thing as time. If you really respect your highest good, then you gotta start believing that you know that it should be in the right timing, the right place. So it doesn't matter when they're gonna come. Just know that they'll come when you two are good for one another.
Oh, yes.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I actually do feel like I can help you. So if you want to go to our website at howpsychic.com, take advantage of the $10 deal right now, and I could definitely give you a good one-on-one reading for 30 minutes.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, hold on a second. Okay, 951-231, please state your name, where you're calling from. Go right into your question.
Hi, this is Jada calling from California, and I wanted to see if you could tell me what you pick up from my love life.
Okay, hon. Give me one second here.
Okay.
Wow. Who is holding on to regret?
Who is holding on to regret? I don't know.
Okay. Because I'm feeling like you have someone that's been in and out of your life here, and they've been holding on to regret.
I have no idea.
Why don't you give me a moment, Lolita? Can we put her on hold? Go on a short break, and then I'm going to come back in. This is going to take me a few minutes, but there's something special about this.
Okay. I'll just leave her online.
All right.
Okay.
Why don't you go ahead and talk to her? I'm going to take a short break.
All right. Okay. That's never happened.
I'm sorry.
I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. There's no one, though. I'm hoping he sees someone new coming in.
Well, when was the last time you got out of the relationship?
In about a year. About a year ago.
Okay, so what did you do during your time off?
Worked on me. All about me.
Very, very good.
And yes, definitely just all about me.
That's it.
And so have just you sort of given everybody in your life?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay,
I've definitely made peace with. Yeah.
So I don't know. We'll see.
Well, sometimes what happens is
I feel like I'm in a good place. I think I am anyway, so we'll see what he picks up, though.
Yeah, and if you haven't, you'll learn that lesson through somebody, whether it be a friend or family or another person entering in your life. So trust me, if you haven't learned it, the universe will bring it back. And that's why I always say, like, when you leave a relationship, you have to learn something from that. If you didn't learn anything from that relationship, then you're going to keep getting it. So
exactly.
You know.
And you know what's interesting? In my last relationship, I definitely said when I got out of it, wow, that relationship has taught me so much. But what was interesting, I ran into another guy after that relationship, and he reminded me so much of that relationship that I chose to walk away from it.
Well, I'm back, so I don't mean to interrupt. What are we discussing here?
Nothing. We're just filling in time. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, okay, that's cool. Well, as I was tuning in here, all right, I'm going to dig way back to your childhood, hon. Okay?
Okay.
Now, mind you, I had to even put the phone down to go into this one, but for some reason, I really was getting overwhelmed with some energy here, and somebody's like, no, you have to take the time and just listen to me. I'm like, okay. Who died when you were a child? It's a male figure.
A father who I never even knew. But it was a father that I never knew him, but I just found out that he died when I was a little girl.
Okay. He has been watching over you for quite a long time. And according to what I understood, every time he would try and communicate with you, it either got skewed or it was misunderstood or he just wasn't heard.
Okay.
Okay. And he's telling me that you have gone from, you know, one scenario into another. You have had so many troubles throughout your life, and it has always been hard to keep yourself above water, okay? But he's trying to tell me, okay, I know you're asking about your love life today, and that's all fine and dandy. Your love life is actually going to get taken off within this year, even within the next couple of months, okay? But the main reason why you're calling isn't about your love life. It's about the connection that your father is trying to bring through for you. You have struggled time and time again. You have been from one scenario into another. Every time it looks like you're getting a little break and you're able to relax for a little while, something happens and you go right back down into the hole, okay? He is trying to tell you that you are no longer going to have to struggle, that you are no longer going to have to fight, that you are no longer going to have to just barely survive. But he is bringing you blessings upon blessings, and he is trying to ensure that he sets you up with the right financial opportunity, that he is trying to set you up with the right love life situation, okay? And he says that no matter what life has put you through, you have always tried to be positive. You have always tried to see the brighter side of things. But people have walked all over you regardless of how nice or how bad you are. Okay? And that is no longer going to be stood for. But even though you're not going to have to fight any longer, you need to stand up for yourself more. You need to be more strong, okay? You need to put barriers. You need to put things in place that say, no, I'm not going to tolerate this, okay?
Okay.
And this is what is coming through, because he says, even in your dreams, you still are not confident that it was me that came to you.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, I know. I've had readings in the past, and he always comes through. And it's interesting because I never really knew him in this lifetime. But
yeah.
He's always around me, apparently, because he comes through every reading I have.
Yeah.
So,
I
well, he is your father,
so.
Right?
Yes,
yeah.
He is my father.
Of
you're
course.
Absolutely right.
So,
I love him dearly. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And he always he always comes through my reading, so I definitely love him for looking over me.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
He's been quite a blessing for you, hon. But as far as your love life, I'm going to sum this up because we do have a full switchboard, okay? You have traveled very far in and out of love, okay? You have been hurt very deeply, okay? But there is a man. The next man you meet is your soulmate twin flame, okay? More of your twin flame than your soulmate, okay? This one is going to be the one that you marry. This one is going to be the one that you go on the cruise with. This one is the one that is going to be prosperitable alongside with you, okay? It's not one that you have to wait to catch up in mentality or spirituality. This one is fully realized and fully ready in one's conscious physical life, okay? This one you will meet in less than a month and a half. You will meet him outside. It will be by a stream or a bit of water. So if it's not like any streams nearby, it could be by a large fountain somewhere, okay? But this is what I've been receiving. Yes, he is tall, but remember, most people are looking for tall people nowadays, okay? He is tall. He has got sort of an Italian feel with a Caucasian mix. Okay? He also may have some African-American mixed in with his blood.
Okay.
So just go on that. Just go on that whatever he's telling you, but don't sit there and search for every person.
Okay.
Just let it flow in your hands, okay? Just don't, because people do that, and just go with the flow, okay?
Yeah. Just keep on living. Thank you
and
so much.
And unlike so many others, he's not married or held back by anything.
Okay, thanks. I'll give you a call for a full reading. I appreciate your insight.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All
right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, area code 562-546. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Yeah, hi. My name is Trace, and I'm in California. And thank you for taking my call. I'm wondering if my current job will lead to something else.
Okay, Trace, give me one second, please. Actually, it will. But the reason it hasn't already is because someone within the work area has been trying to purposely hold you back. Who has animosity or a reason to be jealous of you within the work area?
Well, I just started about a week ago, so I'm not sure yet.
Okay, so you haven't been there long enough, obviously, to tell. But I'm just getting the feeling that you can go pretty good and pretty far within that place. Okay, but there is someone there to look out for because they will and they have tried to hold you back. They're even already trying to give you what's known as the evil eye. Okay.
Okay.
A heads up, dark hair, dark eyes, masculine feel, could be a guy, but it could also be a woman with a very dominant persona.
Okay. I'll look out
for
that.
All right. And just know that you're brought to that place to actually learn something. So don't, allow a job to fear you. You make it the best possible scenario for yourself because everybody else can make you, or can always put someone back 10 steps. But do you run or you deal with it? You actually got to deal with it because you're there to learn something. If you like the job, then you have the choice to stay with that company and grow with that company. But just know that every destination is a place where you have to learn before you go to the next destination. So be very, very open to receiving lots of messages from that place and be very grounded and, you know, start doing your spiritual work before you do go in the morning so you know how to deal with a lot of people in your life.
Mm-hmm.
The grass is not greener anywhere else you go, so make that as a practice in everyday life.
Okay. Great.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right, before we go to our next caller here, once more, we have a few specials going on right now on our website at howpsychic.com. That is H-O-W, psychic.com. The first one is $25.95 for a one-hour reading. We also are featuring our 30-minute reading for $10.95, which is a better deal. We also are featuring our 15-minute reading for $5. And we are also announcing today a new program that we have started on the website, which is Mediumship Training for a Week Program. And the mediumship training only costs $49.95, and at the completion, you will receive a certification of mediumship training that you have gone through for the course.
All right, let's go to the next caller here. 615-692, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
My name's Brenda, calling from Tennessee, and I'm starting a new job next week, and I'm wondering how you see that working out.
Okay, Brenda, actually, that's actually going to work out pretty good for you. Yes, I know, I just said actually twice here. This energy seems to resonate with me pretty well. It seems like you were having difficulty finding the job, and then you just seem to have stumbled upon it.
Yeah, sort of, kind of.
Okay. Well, honey, it's going to go good for you. I'm getting the four elements for some reason, air, fire, water, earth. So this is what's going to start your career's birth altogether. For some reason, this doesn't seem to be a very lucrative job to begin with. In fact, it just seems to be a small job to begin with. But it will blossom and will give you about four different doorways of opportunity to really make your career take off. So whether that be networking from within the new job, and making friends with people that can lead you to the right places, or however it appears, that is, you know, where what's going to happen with it.
Oh, wonderful. That sounds good.
And you got to, I feel like you're kind of dreading it, but you got to shift. You got to really, really shift. You got to see it working out. Everything works out, you guys, in life. You got to see it. You can, if you see it, you believe in it, it all works out no matter what. And again, I'm a firm believer, wherever you are at that time, you learn from certain things. You're supposed to learn what you're supposed to learn at that place and at that present moment. So make it the best possible scenario every single day for yourself and see it getting bigger. If you want to manifest better positions and jobs, see it getting better, but come from the heart and just, you know, put that powerful manifestation behind it. So don't dread it. Just go in there and with a smile, you learn, and you just know that you're only there for a moment because the next door will open the one you make it when you're ready for it, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're
welcome.
Thank you.
All right, area code 718272. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Celine, and I'm calling from New York.
Yes, hello, Celine. How may we help you today?
Yes. Would you be able to tell me about relocating? I have a niece who's handicapped, and I've been trying to find a place. She's in a children's facility.
She's in Georgia?
In a children's facility.
Oh, a children's facility. I thought you said Georgia there for a minute. Okay. Who do you know out in California?
Not anyone. I mean, family, no one.
Okay. Because I'm seeing the two of you actually having a place in California, maybe not right away, but eventually I see you in Hollywood, California. Don't ask me why. I just see it. Second of all, to answer your most immediate pressing concern, it does look like you're going to find a place around the same state, different neighborhood, different area within the state altogether. And it appears, huh?
No, I was saying this is California that you're saying?
No, no, the state that you're in now. California will come down the road.
Oh, okay. It was just like a little bit, you know.
Huh?
I'm just, it's just, this is news to me. California, that's like far out. I never dreamed that I would be out in California.
Yeah, I understand. Well, it does look like eventually down the road, Hollywood, California, I see you there. Have you ever thought of a career in actressing or anything in the entertainment industry?
Not at all.
Because that's only one thing I can think of as to why someone would move to Hollywood, California, but that's where I see you eventually. Now, to, like I said, to answer your most pressing concern at the moment, the current state that you're in, okay, is where in about 2 weeks in a different location within that state altogether, you will have or find a new place, okay? This place is actually going to be a lot better. Is there any major lakes? Because I'm actually getting the term lake, okay? Are there any major lakes in that state that you're in now?
I'm near the Hudson River. I mean, well, a train ride.
The Hudson River. Okay. Maybe what you might be doing is moving closer to the river. Okay, so look for places near that river. Now, I know that we have the, we also have, there's beaches in New York, isn't there?
Yeah.
Okay, so it might even be by a beach, but I get the term lake, so it might be a place that looks like a lake, okay?
Okay. Do you see how this connection is going to happen? Remember, it is for my niece. You know, I'm trying to find a handicapped apartment for her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's like...
Well, I do feel that you're going to find the right apartment, you're going to find the right situation, and it will fall into place for you.
And just one quick question. Do you see anything happening with me internally?
I can't do it, hon. I got a full switchboard, hon,
okay?
Thank you for calling in.
Amy, thank you so much. Blessing to you both.
Uh-huh.
Blessing.
Okay. Area code 917-775. Please state your name, where you're calling from. Go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Yvette, and I'm calling from New York, and I was wondering if you saw the relationship that I separated from last month. Do you see that reconciling?
All right, Yvette. Let's see here. Ooh, you've lost a lot of sleep on this one, haven't you?
Yes.
All right. Honey, I don't like giving bad news. Now, it will reconcile, but it might be too late by the time that happens. We're looking at a 4-week time span and might even be longer than that.
Okay. And so when you said it might be too late, meaning too late for,
that time, I feel that you would have evaluated it so much that you would have realized it's not even worth pursuing anymore.
Okay.
Because there is something better.
Okay, then. All right. And so your website, you said, is howpsychic.com?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Howpsychic.com.
Okay, then I'll contact you again on your website. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you,
Han. Have a great night.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Hold on 1 second here. Okay, area code 212-222. Please state your name, where you're calling from. Go right into your question.
Yes, thank you. I'm calling from New York. My question is related to my stomach. I had stomach I had some pain in my solar plexus, like burning pain, a couple of weeks ago, and now I am kind of bloating. I used to have really smooth, everything was coming out really well, and all of a sudden it's all sucked in, and I'm bloating, and I don't feel comfortable in my body, and don't want to go out tonight.
The doctors can't tell what's going on.
Yeah, the doctors gave me some pills that gave me headaches, so I stopped doing that, and now.
Okay. Yeah, hon. I don't want to discuss all of this on air, so I do suggest a private reading with myself as an analogy here. Or I will even give you a free 15-minute reading because there is help I can give you. So just give me a call for a private reading. You can find that on the Contact Us page for my phone number, any one of our service pages for what I do in services. However, to really get on a little bit of a level with this for you today or on air, I feel that someone's attacking you spiritually. The doctors don't know what's going on. They don't have a definitive answer one way or the other. They're trying to figure it out, and they're getting confused because one thing's leading into another. It's just all, you know, it's just not making sense to them. You are being spiritually attacked. By whom? It is a female. This is a person that's been attacking you for some time now, and you're just beginning to feel the major side effects. You were getting some minor here and there, but now it's really taking off into the major fields. There are ways to combat this. There are ways to get this to go better. But I do suggest you contact me.
Okay. I will contact you. And when can I get a reading?
I may even be able to fit you in tonight sometime after the show.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. I'll call you tonight.
Yeah. All right, hon. Thank you.
Thank you.
She's I know she has Adam, so that's fine.
Mhm.
Okay. We have an unknown caller. I don't usually take unknown callers, so I'm going to take you, and hopefully you're legit. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Oh, hi, my name is Evelyn. I'm calling from California. And basically, I just have a question regarding my personal love life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm embarrassed, but yeah, that's the reason I'm calling.
I didn't quite hear the rest of that, Evelyn.
Oh, I said, yeah, I'm embarrassed to admit that, but that's the reason I'm calling.
Okay.
You're breaking up.
Yes, I have very poor reception right now.
Okay.
Are you the one that's on chat too? I'm sorry? Are you on chat also?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
you can, I can hear you a little bit better now.
Okay.
So please repeat your question, and then if that doesn't work, just put it in through the chat room.
Okay, great. Basically, I just had questions regarding my love life. I'm kind of confused regarding two men. I'm not sure which one's the right one for me.
Okay. I need the first letter of each one's name.
Well, I can give you their names, Alex and Justin.
Alex and Justin. Okay, and does one of their last names have a D?
No.
Hmm.
A D? No.
No, a D, like as in David.
A D as in David? No.
Okay. Alex and Justin. Alex and Justin. All right. You have a better chance with Alex, even though it may appear to be the opposite, okay? Justin, I feel, will eventually end up hurting you, okay? Alex, on the other hand, intends well. And Alex may, you know, do some confusing things here and there, but Alex really has the better heart of the two.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Before,
speaking, Thank you for clarifying that, because I agree with you. I would have assumed Justin would have been the one that wouldn't hurt me, but Alex would have. So that's funny that you mentioned that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And just a side question for you, hon. Do you have a long-lost brother?
I have not long-lost. I do have brothers. I have one that is in Virginia that I don't talk to often, but I have brothers that I know where they're at.
Okay.
Long-lost,
by that,
do you mean that?
Are they related to you by blood?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
I have 6 siblings through my mom's side, and yeah, my dad doesn't have any children that I know of.
Okay.
Other than that.
All right. Because I'm seeing you back in touch with a kindred spirit, and it comes through as a brother, so it might be someone that would be like a brother to you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, and may you have a blessed evening.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go. All right, sorry about that here. I think my switchboard just froze on me. Hold on 1 second, Adam.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 260-301, please state your name, where you're calling from, go right into your question.
Sorry, Mom.
Hi, my name is Carrie, I'm calling from Indiana, and I've recently been visited by a spirit. My dog was with me, and he went absolutely crazy, and ever since then, he's really acting weird. He's been mean, and he's just not the same, and I wondered if you could tell me who that might possibly be and why he's acting that way.
Okay. The spirit that you were visited by is no one that you would have known from life. This is a person that did once live, but it is more of a poltergeist at this point. Okay? This spirit has now...
Can you go to a better place?
I'm sorry, noisy back there. Hold on just a minute. I can't hear you, okay?
Yeah, we can barely hear you, too.
Sorry.
Okay.
No problem. Go ahead.
Yeah. This is a spirit that did once live in life, but has now become more of a poltergeist kind of entity. Okay?
Okay.
You need to do some serious house cleansing, some serious re-blessings, and I would even throw salt down in the corners and at the thresholds of your doors, okay?
Okay.
As far as the dog is concerned, give him a good bath with some holy water, some salt water, and hopefully that will help. But I feel that somehow the spirit's energy has manifested within your animal.
Okay. The house we live in, a girl had committed suicide here.
Yeah.
Could it be her?
It could, but did you know her? Because the spirit that came through, you did not know.
No, I did not know her.
Okay. Then, yes, it could very well be her.
Okay.
She is a very angry spirit. One, you know, and two, she is not a very happy spirit.
Okay.
So, you know, you need to do a lot of cleansings. And you need to, you know, try not to force her out of anything, but try and be nice. Just do the cleansings. Try and approach it from a nice level. Anything happens, or if you need some guidance, just give me a private call.
Okay, wonderful.
All right.
Okay, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, here, area code 313-482. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello?
Yes,
hello.
Go ahead.
Okay, I just love life.
You guys state your name where you're calling from and go right into your question.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sherry, Detroit, Michigan.
What do you want to know about
Sherry.
Your love life?
Yes.
What do you want to know about it, hon?
Do you see me get married?
Okay. Good question. Yes, you will get married. And, okay, it looks like the end of next year is when I see you getting married. One of the reasons is because the guy that you marry is not really, let's say, there right now. But he will be there, and it seems to be pretty soon. Now, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, so... March, April, May, June. Wow. Seriously. Okay. You're going to meet him June of this year, and it will be around June 16th.
Okay.
All
right.
The other
Thank
guy
you.
That's been dwindling around with your life, he's not going to be around much longer. He'll go away completely.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome, hon. Thank you.
Okay.
Area code 937-339. Please state your name, where you're calling from. Go right into your question.
Yeah, this is Sandy. I'm calling from Ohio, and I want to ask when you see me getting married.
Okay, Sandy. Well, this is interesting. I see you getting married in December, but I don't know if it's this year or what year I can pinpoint with it. All I know is that I'm seeing December time, and it seems to be a white, not white as in like the fabrics and stuff, but it's a white wedding. Mm-hmm. Like there's snow outside, and it appears to be like different colors for the fabric and for the dress than just the plain old white. It doesn't seem to be very large, but it doesn't seem to be too small either. It seems to be a nice medium-sized wedding. So nothing too elaborate. And this person, do you like older men, hun?
Well, I'm older, yes.
Okay.
I'm 55.
Okay, I'm seeing you getting married to an older guy, very distinguished, very handsome, okay, even for his age, and not to say he's, like, extremely old or anything, but he's, do you happen to like musicians?
Yeah.
Because he's a musician.
Oh,
not
hi.
Like a magician, but someone that composes music.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Apparently I don't know him yet then.
No, you don't know him yet. But he is signified by the ram's head. I don't know why. So maybe you should look into the symbolism of a ram's head. Even that I don't know, and I know a lot about symbolism. But
that's me. I'm Aries.
Okay.
No, wait a minute. Aries is a ram, yeah.
Hello? Do you know what Aries
yeah.
is?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Okay, well, he's signified by the ram's head, so he might end up being the same sign as you then, if that's what Aries is.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, thank you. That sounds good.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Too.
All right, area code 952-461. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
My name is Sandy from Minnesota, and when I find my next life partner, can you tell me what kind of person he is?
Okay. That's the two Sandys we've gotten now today. All right. When you find your life partner, can I tell you what exactly?
What kind of person is he? What's he like?
Oh, very go with the flow. Always a different attitude each day, though. Never bad. Just always very silly. Likes to wear masks. however, is also very real at the same time. So will never hide his true self, but does like to wear a mask just for the fun of it. Let's see here. He's very analytical like you. That's surprising. Normally ours is the opposite, you know, like our soulmate or twin flame, whatever. Let's see here. Do you have telepathic abilities?
Not that I know of.
Okay, because you guys have been communicating through emotion with each other for the past 4 years and don't even know each other yet.
Wow.
It's sort of like there's a dynamic what you go through with a twin flame here. Now, unfortunately, he's not your soulmate twin flame dynamic, but fortunately, he is your twin flame. Okay. The dynamic that one goes through with a twin flame is when they're thinking about you, you can feel them. When you're thinking about them, they can feel you. And like if one gets sick, you get sympathetic pain and vice versa. There is even like if one's sad, you'll feel sad for no apparent reason. And you've had a lot of emotions lately that you've been unable to explain. And this is the intensification of the connection between the two of you. Okay? In less than 3 weeks to, okay, I'm going to give it a little bit less than a month's time, you're going to meet him. And you're going to meet him on the fly through a friend.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
Okay, so I've never met him before, but we are still thinking the same things?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, area code 407-470. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Big fan of Adams. Lori, and I'm calling from Florida. Hello, Lolita.
Hey, Lori.
How are you?
Hey, man, how are you?
How are you? Good.
Good.
Do y'all have any spirit messages for me from either my father or brother-in-law? I just had a conversation with my dad, and I didn't hear him answer, but I was responding like if we were having a conversation. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. Father says, don't worry about me, hon. We're good. I don't know why he's saying that, but I guess he's repeating back something in the context of what you would say. Now, it seems to me that, he says, you got to keep fighting. You got to keep fighting. Don't give up. Don't give up. And your brother says you can reclaim something. Why is he saying you can reclaim something? What have you lost?
A lot of inheritance that I should have gotten that my brothers kind of scammed me out of, and writing credit that they made money off of a lot of writing that I've done through advertising and through it's gone overseas, it's gone all over the place. I don't know if that's what he's talking about.
Okay, it could very well be it, but the only message today that's really standing out, it's about standing up again and reclaiming what's yours. Okay? And it's not in relation to the website issues that we've been talking about. This is totally different.
Gosh, I'm at a loss. It's got to be family related, I'm assuming. I don't know anything else that could be.
Yeah, that's got to be family related. And it makes sense because I do get the card of conflict, which symbolizes your brothers. When I've read for you before, they always come up. So this is a representation of them. It could very well be that.
Okay.
All
I'm
right.
going to go with the flow on this one and let it unfold on its own. Okay.
Wonderful.
Thank you, guys.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Have a good night.
Thanks. You too.
Bye. Bye-bye.
All right, area code 626-731. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. 626-731, you're on air.
And I would like to know when
can you, I'm sorry, hon, it was cutting off. Can you please state your name, hon, again, and where you're calling from?
Nicole from Los Angeles, and my question is, when will I get married?
Will you ever get married?
When will I get married? Or,
Okay. Well, you will get married. I know that much. I'm not seeing the win for you today, unfortunately, okay? But I know it seems to be sometime next year. And ironically, well, what month are we in? Are we in April right now?
We're in May.
We're in May. Okay. Well, April was the move. Okay, well, next year around April might be the time that you start planning and getting that together for your marriage. But it's in April. That's what's being told me, is that it's in April month when you do get married. And,
is it
somebody new?
Reason,
I'm feeling it being an Army guy or someone that was in the Navy. Someone to do with the military, the Navy, the Army, someone that was in the forces. The armed forces.
So is it a new person or the person that I'm with?
Okay. That I'm unable to tell you. It may very well be the person that you're with if they served in one of the armed forces.
Okay.
If they served in the armed forces and that's whom you're with, then that is more than likely the person you'll get married to.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We are done. We got everyone and answered everyone. So I appreciate everyone out there listening in on chat room. It's been a pleasure. And, again, check out the howpsychic.com and book your sessions for tonight. And, tomorrow is a solar eclipse, so take advantage of that. And on that note, namaste. Love, light, and lots of gratitude. And you want to end it also, Adam, with anything?
Just it's howpsychic.com. That's howpsychic.com. Just remember, people, it is always better to be optimistic than pessimistic. Good night.
Good night.